You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Did you give Mike a 10-minute major? Because he deserves it. I mean,
a 12.5-minute major. I'm going to have him sit out a segment. Hey, that's not the way to celebrate Pat Riley's birthday.
He said happy birthday a couple times.
Yeah. And he runs a merch store.
What?
Oh, he said he used certain lines. He puts them on merchandise. He sells merchandise.
Oh, I mean, he accused Pat Riley of running a merch store. That culture's a merch store. That's right. That's yes. And so I've penalized him. Here's the thing, right? We got a lot of producers, a lot of people running after guests and stuff. And I saw the text string the other day. It was on my phone, where it's the Heat saying, no, we're not bleeping getting you Terry Rozier. Have you heard the thing said on your show about it?
Which is fair.
And I'm like, yeah, but who requested Terry Rozier? How did that happen? Oh, on a day that Mike's not here. Well, he already boycotted the Paul Pierce interview. Like, what is happening around here? So sit out for a couple of minutes, because that's going to get a lot worse when the playoffs get here and he thinks his hockey team's going to win. Like, that we are headed into a totally crazed time, which is where I was started with the point before, when I'm saying it's an election year and the Heat and Panthers are going to be in the playoffs and we're going to get slogged and swamped by that, watching games every night, Roy careening emotionally around the house because it's the best chance he's ever had. And scared because everyone,
frightened.
Because the best case scenario for our audience is that our show loses swept in the first round.
You're absolutely right, Dan. I've heard it all offseason after they lost the cup. All offseason.
I think the best case for audience is we make it kind of far, but lose to like Tampa or rival or something. A first round exit's boring for everyone.
I think the further you get and then you lose, it hurts more.
You need to understand.
I think the audience wants to end Panthers talk as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's too bad.
4-game sweep.
Billy, thank you for speaking for the audience, and I think you speak for Tony too. Tony works in sports. He's trying to make a career in this business. We've been trying to tell Tony. Tony, Bobby. Hockey, it's interesting. He's like, no, thank you. UFC.
Yeah. I want the real fighting, Dan. I don't want to get fighting on ice. If I'm fighting on ice, I go watch hockey. I want fighting on feet.
Chris,
if his career
fighting
in
on swords
includes hockey, he doesn't want a career in sports.
No, we can't convince Tony. We've been trying to convince Tony.
Like Barry Melrose? Like,
Mike and Roy want to talk hockey, and David Dwork, and I want everyone to listen to that. It's got great expertise. But...
what?
Cubans aren't buying, Broward.
That's true.
Cubans aren't buying. I don't care how good your team is.
The only sunrise I know is the one that's out on the horizon on the beach. That's the only sunrise I know.
Tony's out on hockey. And we're about to present to him. Hey, Tony, hockey's great. Don't be a dumb Cuban meathead buffoon. Hockey, you don't understand how great playoff hockey is. Tony's like, no thanks. Give me basketball transactions. Real hoopers, no.
Well, he won't be on the parade float then.
In fairness, though, Tony's also out on men landing on the moon. So
I didn't know that you were pressed on me on that. I didn't say that men didn't land on the moon. I said that there's a plausible chance that something was staged.
Wait a minute.
Based on
this, this is again Billy trying to undermine Tony.
Falsehoods. No, I'm just stating facts here, Jack.
What are the facts, Jack?
Well, you just said he's out on hockey, which is a fact. And I said he's out on man landing on the moon, which is another fact.
I did not say that. Man landed on the moon. Buzz Aldrin, the other guy,
you
Neil Armstrong.
You said they pre-recorded the audio.
The other guy.
The other guy.
Because I said, if they did it on a studio, I asked you, did they go out into space for real? You said they did, but then they had actors doing it. I said, but we were talking to them. How did they do that? Were they like, was there like a satellite link? Really? And you said, no, they recorded the audio and then they played it over the fake video. It sounds like you're out on it.
All right, Billy, what's the accusation you're making? I just want to be
clear. Just say it, Billy.
Okay, you don't know.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Just,
I rest my case. I'm he just doesn't saying, know what the accusation
you're
is.
You're saying that he's out on hockey. That's fair. I'm also saying he's also out on the moon landing being real. So take it with a grain of salt.
I am staunchly entrenched with the moon landing being real. What I'm saying is there was a race to the moon, Dano. The cosmonauts were there. The Russians were there. Soviet Union. We needed to do something here in America. Throw something a little out early. Get them worried. Oh, wow, they're already in space, already on the moon. What do we do? It's plausible.
What? So they faked the moon landing, but then went through with it.
Which one is it?
What's plausible?
Plausible what? that they faked it. I believe it's real.
Plausible deniability.
Thank you.
So what you're saying, just to be clear on your argument, you're not riding with the conspiracy theorists, but giving
them yeah, but I'm giving the angle of, hey, listen.
He understands them,
look,
though.
The government's done a lot of crazy
you're
things.
Willing, you're willing to...
We never got to the Denver airport.
Oh, boy. He's trying to unravel all the secrets here, Dan.
All right. Well, go ahead. Go ahead. He's trying to unravel your career.
Falsehoods.
You are.
That's that last segment. He was out. I was in, baby. Come on.
Tony, I'm shining a spotlight on his strengths.
Stugant. Tony is trying, in a crazy world, at a crazy time, to simply articulate the meek viewpoint of, hey, perhaps don't dismiss all conspiracy theories as not in any way plausible and calling everyone stupid every time they disagree with you on everything. It's not in my viewpoint. It's not my controversial viewpoint that the moon landing did not happen. But if some people have some questions around some things being scripted,
I get it.
I mean, not
race to the moon. I mean, the Soviet Union, we were worried about that for a long time. As a kid, you were hiding under desks for a nuclear bomb.
So you're willing to entertain is what you're saying.
I'm willing to hear him out.
And he shouldn't. And don't hear anyone out. It's foolish. Stop.
I don't know.
Stop with your questions about the moon. But Billy, the part that I would be offended by if I were Chris Cody and Roy Bellamy, lifelong fans in this market, who are going to talk about Panthers hockey in a little bit, whether the audience wants it or not, and it doesn't.
That sounds like a threat.
Let's be clear on that. The audience of this show does not want to hear one more syllable about hockey. But Chris and Roy, you guys have not been able to convince Marlins fan Billy. You haven't been able to convince him that he needs to care about hockey too. Billy's got kids. He's busy. And Bill, you haven't even
The Stanley Cup game.
Thank you. I covered the Stanley Cup final last year. Two different games. That's right. Two games. I drove up to Sunrise twice. On my own dime, I'll have you know. I had to pay for that parking.
You could have built the company, no.
Also could have
got
a... Let's do that.
You know they cover parking when you get a media credential.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think I paid for parking.
Yeah.
I took a shuttle. I was at the Sawgrass Mills Mall.
You want me to go watch hockey and then take a shuttle? Please.
Well, this is the problem. The problem is...
Astronauts didn't even take a shuttle. Why
should Tony? I had to take a space shuttle from my house.
Jeez.
The parking is pricey there, so some people will park at the Sawgrass Mall and walk over.
I need to explain this to the national audience.
I had to walk back.
Everything about what's being said right now as sports fans is deeply offensive, which is, and I'm not going to disagree with anyone here, Stugatz, on, nobody here wants to get stuck for 90 minutes in traffic in this South Florida. But basically, what the national audience is listening to is, hey, man, this is the best Panther team we've ever seen, and do you know how you're spoiled that the Heat are always in it at the end, no matter what their roster is? And Billy and Tony and everyone here is here to tell you, my sports allegiance will not wait in traffic for 50 minutes on the Sawgrass, on A26, on I-95 in this South Florida. I'm not going in that traffic 50 minutes. That's offensive to a national audience. Canada is so pissed off right now. And you're going to tell me the Panthers have the best team in hockey and somebody's not going to drive 50 minutes?
I'll tell you this. Last year when I was being a hockey journalist and covering the Stanley Cup final.
You did great, by the way.
Thank you. Last year when I was doing that, I thought, oh my God, this is the biggest series. This is the biggest time of the year, the biggest game of the year. I think it was like, did they host game one, Roy? Was it game one that they hosted?
No, they did not host game
one. Whatever, game three, whatever the first game it is that they hosted, I said, you know what, this is a huge game. I got to get there like 3 hours early. So I showed up 3 hours early to the National Car Rental Center. And I was literally the only person.
Very cold.
I was the only person. I took a picture. I was the only person inside the arena. I was I could do whatever I wanted.
As cold as you've ever been in South Florida?
It was freezing. I was in the media area, which is all the way at the top of the arena. I was the only one in there. I was looking around. I was like, where's Roy? And no one could answer me because no one was there besides me and security. I ended up leaving. I came back like an hour later. Went over to the Flanagan's to meet up with Witty, have a drink. I didn't drink because I was covering the game, but Witty was drinking like a lush.
That used to be an Olive Garden, by the way.
How do you know that?
Because it still has the build out of the Olive Garden. They just put Flanagan's on the top.
Really? Yeah.
Go check it out. I know you've never been, Daniel. Yeah, go to Panthers. It's crazy.
I go to Broward.
When's the last time you went to the National Car Rental Center to watch these Ice Cats?
Amaranth Bank Arena.
Yeah, whatever.
I went last year.
Did you really?
Yes.
For what?
You lost a bet? What happened?
Yeah. It wasn't hockey, that's for sure. I mean, wasn't hockey.
Did you go last year?
The only pause I had is that my brother died in the middle of this, and I'm trying to think if it was a year or 2 years because I can't remember because time has I'm sorry,
what
I ruined
am I supposed
it.
To do
yes,
with
you
that.
Did.
I ruined it.
That.
But that's what...
Didn't you go to Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons? That was three or four years ago. Yes, that was a Kiss concert. But no, that place is freezing when there's nobody in it. And especially if you get there at whatever time the media tends to get there, which is what time I thought Roy would be there for a Stanley Cup final
wasn't
game.
Wasn't there. Resting on his laurels.
Wow.
I was there. Okay, thank you very much.
Roy was in media buffet area. Roy.
That area was packed.
Roy kills that.
I actually buy my food there in the media lounge. They actually serve food there, so I buy it.
It's dinner.
It's dinner.
It's a lovely dinner.
Yes,
it's a hot
dog.
I mean,
no, you have to pay for it.
I went there with indulges from time to time, you know what I mean?
I went there last year with you.
Like a gentleman.
It was a hot dog.
No, it's actually in the event level. It's in the media lounge.
Roy, these people do not understand your sophisticated journalistic credentials here. Roy pays for his meal because he's a journalist. Roy's name is going to be on that building at some point.
No. They're going to put right next to David Neal.
They're going to have a room, Roy. They are going to have a room. Look, it's going to be you smiling, longtime media member Roy Bellamy, honorary press room, because no one's been in those rooms.
I'm smiling because it's ridiculous, man.
Eating
is there
hot
a whole
dogs.
Ceremony?
Roy, you've been eating hot dogs in the Everglades for 35
like three
years.
Sad chicken fingers.
For 35 years, you've been eating that media room. No one has more mileage out of that media room longevity compiler than you. You've eaten more food. You've eaten more Panthers food than anybody in the history of South Florida journalism.
Delicious.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. Other than George Richards.
But you paid me. You paid for all of those meals.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Because you're not bought.
Correct.
Like Billy.
I buy.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don Lebatard.
You are very comfortable talking about how you met your wife, how much you love her, how important she is to you, and that's the reason that I asked the question. I've always admired that about you, that you have no problems whatsoever professing your love.
Well, the thing is, I got a new wife now. You know, me and Bianca didn't make it. So I moved on. We moved on. It was for the better. Both of us.
Stugatz.
Things just got a little awkward there. So let me be the first on this show to congratulate you on the new wife, Vince. Congratulations on feeling whole, feeling complete, you know? Let's talk tailgating. Yeah.
Don't feel awkward, buddy. You know,
Dan, no, I do. Don't.
No, it's
I
mean, too Dan late for that. It's I much mean, too Dan, late for that, Vince. I appreciate you soothing me in this regard, but I already feel terribly awkward. And then my teammate comes to my defense with not a question, but just a healthy congratulations and the further pointing out of that awkwardness, because he's always good for me in those spots. I'm also thinking of divorce, Vince, after many, many years, 18 years, with a partner who does things like that to you.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
What am I supposed to do when he goes there?
I know.
It ends everything.
I know.
Well, there goes Panthers talk.
I know.
I can't. Jesus Christ.
I know. It. You know what? It's totally fair. I deserve. Look. Totally unfair. Everybody was having a good time. We were dancing around. Yeah, the playoffs are coming. Hey, there's Dan's dead brother. Okay. I mean, no, my fault.
Which technically happened after the season.
100%.
The timeline wasn't exactly. Yeah, but we didn't want to question that.
No.
That's a thing, too.
No, you're going to make it worse.
The peak of it was before, right?
You're going to make it worse.
Well before,
it was 18 months of horror. I don't know where those years went. Like, I don't know.
If Roy told me to make that correction.
I didn't say nothing. You liar. And so you goddamn liar.
I can't.
Don't you do that to me.
I can't remember whether I went from his deathbed to a Panthers hockey game or not.
I'm going to guess you didn't.
Deathbed, dead.
So did you go last year?
Too soon.
It'd be a weird instinct. Like, oh, kind of go see what the Ice Cats are doing now.
They probably won.
Billy, as you speak for the audience, what am I going to do with how tired our audience is going to get of Panthers talk when you and Tony don't want to participate?
I'm here to participate. I'll indulge in the Panthers once, you know, the second season starts. That's what I'm waiting on.
I've heard playoff hockey's, you know, more exciting and stuff, so I'm willing to
bite
the bullet.
Wait, what about last year? Like, last year? We did this last year.
We made it all last year.
I had my finger on the pulse of the Heat last year.
Give Tony a chance.
I thought we were talking Panthers.
No, but he's just saying, hey, if this team makes a run, maybe I'll check in.
They made a run last year.
No, Stugatz, no. Thank you, Tony. You should hide in embarrassment, because we did this with Tony last year. He pretended like, I'll give it a try, and then he watched it not at all. Then he not a minute. Look.
He was about to rinse repeat
Do me a favor.
I'm willing to give him a second chance.
No, look, video, do me a favor here, video, please. Bring up this billionaire cryptocurrency guy again who represents
Hard Rock Nick. I love him.
Oh, no.
Of course you do.
No, one of the richest men in the world.
No.
The Hard Rock Nick.
The richest. No, all right. Okay, please, because this is now what's happening with Tony. This is out of control, because Tony is this guy as a Panthers fraud fan. Tony can play the character of, hey guys, I want to be a part of the group, involve me in Panther talk, I don't care at all, I'm a fraud, I'll join you if we hoist the cup at the end, I'll march to sunrise and be in the parade.
You will not be on the floor, Tony,
that sunrise is far,
because I watched two games at the end. This is Tony on behalf of the Cuban sports fan, hockey fan, fake fan in Miami.
What's up, guys? It's Hard Rock Nick, the Prince of Florida, the face of cryptocurrency, and one of the richest men in the world. I want to remind all you bitch-ass Boston Celtics fans that we here in Miami not only got the best weather, we not only got the best food, we not only got the best... But we're going to do exactly what we did last year, which is take out the number one seed Celtics as the number eight seed Miami Heat. Remember that. Last year, your bitch ass lost in seven to the eight seed Miami Heat. This year, we're going to get it done in April.
I see no lies there. Hard Rock Nick, always on the pulse of the Heat.
All right, Tony, I'm going to need something from you here. I'm going to need you to sit in the penalty box. I don't know
what?
I don't know where Mike went. No, you can't. Look. I will not endorse anything about that person except everything from his teeth to his jewelry to his currency is fake.
You want to dress like that.
However, as a representative for the most obnoxious of Heat fans, I present to you the fraud pharaoh, Hard Rock Nick, because look at him. Because this represents everything that people of this country hate about Heat fans. That this guy is the cartoon personification from eyebrows to necklace of I am loud and we're not scared of you, Boston, because you're Boston and I'm Miami. And look, I'm one of the richest men in the world.
Face of crypto.
Come on. What are we doing? Tony, you can't endorse that. Get out of here.
Look. I am not going to take it as far as Hard Rock Nick did. Again, one of the richest men in the world, the face of cryptocurrency. Obviously, his bona fides speak for himself. But
what
I'm going to talk about on this end is I didn't last year. I will come clean. Last year, I didn't watch the Panthers.
After saying you would and pretending you did.
Yes. And after a historic run as an eight seed, beating the number one team in the Boston Bruins, then going on and
faked your way through hockey talk.
My way all through the of last
year. I was going to say, who else did they beat? Keep going.
Didn't bother to research or learn anything about hockey. We're
so faking they beat the Bruins
the whole postseason.
They beat the Bruins in the first round.
Yep.
I'm clean here, Roy. You can check.
All right, we're going to.
They beat the Carolina Hurricane in the second round.
No, they did not.
In the Eastern Conference. My bad.
That's conference final.
ECF. Yeah.
Who they beat before that? In between those two.
Oh, they beat Tampa.
No, they did not.
Oh. Begins
they
with a T.
Beat the
Toronto. My bad.
But Dan, they've got the same color jerseys.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Technically, it's a different blue.
Blue schmoo.
Blue and white. Come on.
Starts with a T.
And then obviously they lost to the Avalanche in the.
No, they did not.
They did lose to the Avalanche in the Stanley Cup final.
First time.
The first time.
That's happened.
Oh, you're the rat. That's what I was locked in on. You're the rat. Yeah.
But you're a puck head. It all kind of goes together.
I'm gonna need you to sit outside.
Yeah, you gotta go, man.
Vegas.
Go find Mike.
Please,
get out of here.
Please leave.
Please, yes.
Please leave.
I do think, though.
We should send Tony on the road to cover the Panthers.
Billy, if you want Roy's hockey show to spring to life, make it quiz Tony all the time about how little he knows about him. But he's going to pretend to be curious and fake his way through it, and it would be reasonable punishment. Hey, Tony, I'd like to not birth another Craig Carton. Like, can you not be a fraud about everything? Like, we've already got one of those here.
Thank you.
He's profited a great deal off of the arrangement. You don't fake your way through a whole hockey postseason. But, Billy, you've been encouraging Stugatz on a lot of fronts here recently, some of them worse than others.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are now pro-bribes. I don't know what this was. I don't know. God bless football is pro-bribes.
I mean, I don't know if that's an exact stance of the show officially. I don't know how Stugatz feels about this.
I feel good about bribes.
Well, it turns out that I don't want to say pro-bribes, but what you're referring to is what we were talking about before, which is Kirk Cousins is now a Falcon. I don't know if you guys heard the news. Kirk Cousins now a Falcon quarterback in Atlanta.
Yep.
And he wears number 8, notoriously, right? But Atlanta, the Falcons already have a number 8, Kyle Pitts. So what happens when you have two players with the same number? Something's got to give. So when he was coming to town, the assumption was, okay, Kirk Cousins is going to want to wear number 8. How does he get it from Kyle Pitts? Kyle Pitts just volunteered, I want more targets, and you can just have the number 8, which seems like, you know, not exactly how you should be doing it. Give me the ball more, and I'll give you my number. And then it was announced yesterday that Kirk Cousins will wear number 18. So it seems that he did not agree to give Kyle Pitts more passes.
But you have to give the passes before you get the number. So maybe mid-season we'll have a jersey
no,
switch?
No, what Kirk is saying is, I can't take your jersey number for more looks. I can't do it because then I'm telling the rest of the team I can be bought. So I'm all for a good bribe, but you can't use touches as the bribing, as the negotiation thing.
Why not?
Because, Dan, then you're going to... Where does it stop if you're Kirk Cousins? Other teammates, other wide receivers say, hey, he just gave you his number. I'll give you X if you give me more touches. You cannot bribe with touches.
Okay,
you can't do it.
No, but in,
I think it was some money. I'm assuming it was a joke.
I was going to say, if you must know, this appears to have just been a joke and Kirk Cousins actually doesn't care about the number 8 all that much. Stugatz is taking it very literally and has been all day long where he's like, someone's got to take a stand. You can't just go and be bribing people and saying, I want the ball more. That's not how this game works. I don't like this. This leads to bribery and all types of corruption. It's like, Stugatz, like, what's going on right now?
It's something I would do. I'd ask for more touches. I'd give you my number.
It's not real.
Oh, all right.
The quiche is what it should really be about, right?
Like, yes.
Come on.
The quiche?
Yes.
If I'm the tight end, I am saying, hey, you just got paid. What's up?
Pay me.
Also, didn't their coach just get fired for essentially Pitts not getting more looks? Like, I feel like that's going to resolve itself. That's part of why you're here.
I have been fascinated to watch. Arthur Smith ends up going to Pittsburgh. And in Pittsburgh, he will be in charge, with the way that he is, of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Okay.
He could handle that.
Different quarterbacks. And what is happening in Atlanta right now, and I don't know whether Kirk Cousins can be as good as he was without Justin Jefferson, as he was with Justin Jefferson at his age coming off of an injury, but they've given him a lot of money, and doesn't some of his loud jewelry, I don't know what they're doing with all that. People like Kirk Cousins in loud jewelry and grills and everything else. Does he have jewelry that is that number? Is that part of the negotiations here? Does he have like something that is bejeweled? Because I can't believe that you're telling me, Billy, that Stugatz is coming out as anti-bribe, that integrity, that the line that Stugatz has, the only moral line that he has, the place that he stops and says, guys, this is what we need to call a stop to, is you can make it money on a bribe, but what you can't do is make it touches.
You can't.
Even though I'd want to throw all the passes to Kyle Pitts. He's one of the best tight ends I've ever seen in college. I thought he was going to be a great receiver. I don't understand why fantasy people don't get more out of that position, because Arthur Smith that's been in charge of it.
But you lose the team if you take that bribe. You do. Like Drake London is sitting over there going, well, what about my touches?
But what if Kyle Pitts is your best player? Like, doesn't that happen all the time with number one receivers? Like, shouldn't Kyle Pitts be asking for the ball 12 and 15 times a game like the best tight ends who are Travis Kelce and have hit podcasts?
Yes, but he should just be asking for more touches because he's that talented. There should be no negotiation attached to it.
I don't think it was serious.
It wasn't serious.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
It wasn't serious. I just don't understand that Stugatz is. Like, the Kirk Cousins.
I don't either. It's very confusing.
What is Stugatz doing? Why? Is Stugatz so tired from having just general takes that and not being interested in any way in the consistency of any of the takes that he's just trying to churn out content at every turn, and he wants to take the lane of somebody should stand up to bribes in Atlanta?
I'm just trying to help Kyle Pitts out. If he wants more touches, that's not the way to go about it. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Is it not, though? Is it not a way? If you...
No!
It's the way you would.
Yes, and I wouldn't get more touches. And I'd give my jersey away and my number. That means something to me without getting more touches, because I believed that Kirk Cousins was actually going to throw me the ball more.
But If
I'm Cousins, I take the number and don't throw the ball to you ever. I mean,
okay, that's good for team morale.
Just be like, "Hey, you recovered. I wanted to."
That's good. Stugatz,
I like a clean locker room.
Can you guys please imagine Stugatz as the leader dropping pass to pass? He's got 4 side deals with the running back and the tight end.
Whose deal's the best?
That would happen, Billy, just like that.
He would take someone's number just to take it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dan Le Batard.
I don't think in 2021 I can get away with my Michael Irvin radio show impression.
No, probably not.
Stugatz.
Pop, pop, pop. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Kev.
That's okay. Kev. I think that's still okay. I think you can do
that. Pop, pop, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Kev.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
It's time for
Against the Spread.
Against the Spread is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Roy, kick us off.
NHL tonight, the Wild are at the Kings. The Kings are in the second half of a back-to-back. They beat Chicago yesterday. The Kings have lost their last eight games following a home win. So it's not exactly a good time for them. The Wild are 1.5 goal dogs coming in on the road. I think they will cover. Wild, 1.5 goals.
Against the spread.
Mike?
That's a good game. I wish I could take that game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take that game.
I almost did.
I like the Colorado Buffaloes tonight. Against the spread.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. That's a ton of setup there.
What's the spread?
I mean, what happened?
It's -3 now. I'm one of the few non-ACC teams I've watched this year. They made it to the finals of the Pac-12 tournament. I like their team. I'm going to side with them against us.
Are you sulking, just to be clear? Are you sulking? Because I wanted some passion for Against the Spread. We've gotten some complaints. That our enthusiasm in providing information during these hasn't been.
I just gave info.
No, you did.
Roy gave info.
Hold on.
Good info.
I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, yes, but Mike.
Mm. Right.
Seemed indifferent.
Mike did not pour a lot of passion research, and I'm just wondering
if he watched the team.
If he's lashing out from what it is that happened before and didn't even hear, because I don't know what he was doing in the penalty box or the 12.5-minute major, that people are tired of the hockey talk, that Roy and Mike and hockey. And
Dan Le Batard, stop reading every comment.
Yeah.
I mean, just stop
going on Reddit.
Stop reading the comments and telling me about the comments. Hockey's great.
Yep.
Hockey's great. And if you're listening to my voice right now, you're going to learn to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right.
Eat your veggies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Puck's sake.
Over to Billy.
Fiber.
Guys, let's not leave the NHL. Tonight, the Capitals are hosting the Maple Leafs.
Wow.
I know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking you're a fraud.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are so much better than the Washington Capitals, hence the 1.5 goal favoritism that the Leafs are getting. That's right. The Capitals at home are +1.5. But you don't just stroll into the Capital One Arena and beat the Capitals. Oh, no, no, my friends. Don't let these records fool you. In the last eight games, the Capitals are 5-3, where the Maple Leafs are just 4-4. Huge difference. Huge difference. And I know what you're thinking. On October 24th, a Tuesday, didn't the Maple Leafs beat the Capitals 4-1, easily covering that 1.5 goal spread? Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
But this is a different Capitals team.
It really is.
The fire in their eyes could melt the ice, and that's why I'm taking the Capitals +1.5 over the Toronto Maple Leafs against the spread.
That's really well
great
done.
Breakdown.
I wish, that now I get what you're saying with the more information.
Hockey's back, Jack.
There is.
Hop on.
Look, we do a sports show. Today we talked about Tyreek Hill. We talked a little college basketball with Virginia not scoring a point for 55 minutes. We talked a little baseball. We do it all here. All right? So, you know, if you don't like it, tough shit, fast forward 30. We'll get to something that you like.
Billy, hop on what?
Hop on. Hockey's back, Jack. Hop on.
Yes,
that's their playoff slogan,
okay.
I think.
How are you gonna do the next 3 months of Tony's got you beaten on trying to be more of a hockey fraud than you are?
I'm not a hockey fraud. I gave you the facts. I'll have you guys know that you come at me and you say, you don't know anything and against the spread. I won last season.
You did.
And I'm still waiting on the prize, but I did win overall.
Yes.
And then we were here and we had Mike Schur, basketball expert, light the beam. Anyone can say light the beam. Come on and tell you, oh, this team is going to beat the Golden State Warriors, the Milwaukee Bucks. Remember that a couple weeks ago?
Mike Schur was more right than anyone in the media about anything about the Miami Heat all of last year.
Well, he was wrong about that game where he was telling everybody, take the Milwaukee Bucks over the Golden State Warriors. You guys were saying, Golden State, they lost by 52. And I came out and I tell you guys, don't worry about that game. You need to look at what they've done in all of March. If you look back, their record's actually 1-1, so they've won as many games as they lost. And he scoffed. He said, oh, look at all my stats. I'm so smart. I wrote the good plays. I know everything about basketball. And what happened? The Warriors trounced. The Milwaukee Bucks.
What'd they do?
Against the spread.
That's how you do it. That's the passion that this requires.
I could be a ventriloquist. That was coming from my throat. Look at my mouth.
Well, you're
not even moving my lips.
Oh, they didn't catch it. Do it again.
What can't one?
Now they're on me. Okay.
That one?
Okay. Yeah.
Impressive.
Motherfucker.
That's how my mouth moves a little bit.
Wow.
I didn't say it. My throat
you
did.
You did.
You can't find a puppet. I dare you.
I'd venture to say this is as well-balanced a show in terms of sports as we've done in a while.
Yeah.
And I'd like to throw something else out there. The Olympics.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes, NBC and Peacock announced that they are going to have a red zone style, and this is always like a buzzword, you know, like a bunch of six-figure suits get together in a conference room and think that they've done something when they said, what if we do the red zone but for the Olympics? But they're going to do the red zone for the Olympics.
Oh.
But unlike all those other unoriginal ideas, they've decided we're not going to make a cheap copy of the red zone.
Oh, good.
We're going to get Scott Hansen. We're going to get Andrew Siciliano.
Both of them?
They're
together?
Not together, but they're going to be rotating.
Wow.
And the host of American Ninja Warrior.
Matt Iceman?
Right.
Or Akbar?
No, the one
both of them.
Yeah.
Together?
Wait, is that the name that I had so much trouble with?
Yes.
Akbar, Gabaji, B. Miller?
It's a tough one. Mike, they're calling it the Gold Zone.
What?
Gold Zone.
The Gold Zone.
Wow. Yeah. Like
with
the
no
gold
cheap
zone.
Imitation.
Right.
The two guys that are known for doing the Red Zone are going to be doing the Gold Zone.
Akbar Bahia Mia. Dang, that hurts so much.
Bahia, at least you tried.
Mia. I made him Hispanic. Akbar Bahia Mia.
It's the end for me. At the very end.
I'm stumbling. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Put your chest into
there
that
are
one.
A couple of L's. It was just one pepperoni nipple. It was not my entire chest. It was not three quarters of my chest.
Like you landed that like it was a 10 out of 10 gymnastics.
No, that was not confidence that you heard at that.
No,
Bahia Mia.
The like him not being confident is what makes a clip because anybody can get that name wrong.
Akbar Bahia Mia.
To get it that wrong with so much space in between, like you can really
I was
lay
scared
out
of it
every
for,
syllable.
I was scared of it as soon as I saw him on the guest sheet. I got to be honest. Bahia Mia.
Mike, you're excited for this, the Gold Zone?
Yes.
I'm just wondering how they're going to do it because it's one thing throwing it out, you know, to Lambeau Field and the Packers are in the red zone. It's another thing when you're throwing it out to rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah,
you know?
But if you watch these Olympic events, too, there's always all this latency in between these performances and whatnot. And you just cut out like all the warm-ups, all the stretching, all the nonsense beforehand. You get right to the action. Like, all right, here's this interpretive dance routine, and we're off to badminton. It's incredible.
Right. How about archery?
Like, yeah.
You act like Scott Hansen doesn't toss it out to Cardinals Colts. Like, we
if
get
no
plenty.
One else is in the red zone, though. I mean,
you're only going to get archery when it's the only thing there.
The Gold Zone apparently has happened in 2014 and 2016, and then it disappeared for a little bit and it's back.
Cheap imitations.
It is every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. from July 27th to August 10th. That's a lot.
That's great.
That's a lot, yo.
That's great.
Roy, why are you so beaming? Why are you radiant right now as you listen to this?
He loves a good zone.
I mean, Olympics all over. I was feeding a line and got to say equestrian. I was just hoping that you would mess up that word. A
lot of hockey talk.
What else is in that? What else is in that class of like a bunch of overpaid suits get together in a room and they come up with an idea that already has existed? I think it's like Drive to Survive.
too. We need to make a drive to survive. We need to make a red zone. We need to make a drive to survive. You mentioned something that the NBA with League Pass is going to put live odds on the screen.
Well, I mentioned this yesterday, yeah, and we sort of stumbled through it, but I obviously... Yeah,
Sukach just looked at me and said, wow, they do this. They do this, and it's great. Get DraftKings odds up on the screen as much as you want. You largely ignore them when they do this, and also, it does not help. It doesn't help. What can I bet through the screen? What? That's not gonna. I'm gonna slow this stream down by trying to bet through the stream. I get live odds constantly. They're on my phone. We all get live odds. We're all checking our phones during the games. I don't understand how this helps, or how this is creative, or how this is gonna grow the game. I really don't.
Mike just said doo-doo.
You guys do understand that what we're in the middle of is sort of a rollicking ocean of sea change, Stugatz, as the gambling money and the technology all arrives to shake American sports that want to grab at all the money from all the places. And the Super Bowl was in Las Vegas last year. And it's like, holy shit, all the walls have fallen on commerce here. And Mike is telling you, I mean, ESPN has just gotten into a giant gambling partnership. The race is on for the three or four entities that are going to win the gambling dollars game. And it's silly that Al Michaels is still talking in the shadows of gambling when the walls have all fought. We're in the middle of the change, and now it's going to be content. It's technology. It already is. We're all eating differently from sports.
But I could be wrong. Someone can reinvent the way that this is happening, but I actually prefer that stuff not on my screen. Nobody knows what I'm betting on better than I do. No one knows the odds of what I'm trying to track better than I do. Last night, Cynthia went to bed early because her back was hurting, and I had a night to remember. Wow. We're all going to be celebrating the March Madness because all the games are going on. Last night, there were like 12 games going on in the NHL, and I was like Lucius Fox overseeing Gotham trying to track down the Joker with four monitors right in my face of 10 p.m. puck drops.
Is that how we should do hockey? A manic gambling Mike gives you 2.5 minutes of snorted hockey information that you can skip on the podcast because you don't want to listen to
MGM.
It.
there was 35 live bets going on in the 10 p.m.
If you want to make content out of you mumbling into your phone around the house to give
Please
people 2.5 manic minutes of Mike Ryan's hockey coverage, Roy, I don't know what you can counter that with David Dwork, but I'll take all of Mike's snorted hockey gambling losses.
Thanks, Dan.
I have an
Thanks
idea.
For the support.
Roy, you should speed up your show so it's only 2.5 minutes long and right. play that against Mike and then see who's talking faster.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, Billy's not helpful here.
Popeye!
It's not Puck Boys! Get that off the screen!
Akbar Bahia Mia.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.